What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. My God, I am just so encouraged. I'm motivated. I'm pushed. I'm charged. I'm inspired and even challenged to go after God, to pursue him with every fiber of my being. You know, as the deer panteth for the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Oh, I'm hungry for him. My God, in a dry and a thirsty land, it's here my desire, long for, pursue with everything that is down in my soul. I've asked Pastor Butler to lead us in prayer today till about 6:25, 6:28. I just want to do one prayer point. Just rest in my voice. You know, I've been traveling, and I did get some rest this week, and I'm going to pray this evening at 6 o'clock for our second time of prayer. But I appreciate Pastor Butler for being that person to stand in the gap. Of course, he ministered in Alabama this week, but I want him to go ahead and pray and intercede and hold up and stand in the gap for me and, you know, be that person to pray as strength comes to my voice. God has given me a voice for the nations of the earth, preparing me for what he's about to do. Lee komo 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 shikamaya. Menkanini mikikala bandalasai. And there are seven odd things that we're going to target this week, but I'm going to let the man of God go ahead and start as the Spirit of God leads him. But there'll be seven things that we're going to target this week. We're going to go at them. We're going to target them with every fiber of our being. You know, there are seven pillars in society, and we're going after them. You're blessed. Let's go for it, Pastor Butler. We're into your hands.
More grace, Pastor. Good morning, kind sir. We appreciate the Lord for you, and we trust that Lord will bless you and recover you as you recover. Greetings, family, in the matchless, majestic name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're so grateful to God to be here once again, to go before his throne. Hallelujah. To come before his presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. To come before his presence with singing. We are excited to be in the land of the living. Why? Because the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down into silence. But David said, while I yet have my being, will I bless him. So therefore, I believe that God has corralled us. Yes, he has gathered us together as a troop, as an army, as a battalion, a division, as a brigade, as a corps. Hallelujah. For the purpose of humanity. Getting instructions from heaven so that we might make an impact and an unerasable mark on the lives that we come in contact with. We are the ones that's chosen to be the light of the world. Hallelujah. A city set upon the hill. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's go before God in thanksgiving and worship. I want to bless his name. The Bible says at Proverbs 18 and 10, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe there at the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord has to deal with his character, his personality, his power, his wherewithal. It's all encompassed in his name. So we're getting ready to call on that wonderful, matchless, majestic name of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to bless him. Let's go before him in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. We honor you. We adore you. We come before you and we decree and declare there's none like you, none to be compared with you. You alone are God, and great is your faithfulness. Oh, Lord God, we are lifting you up because you said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So therefore, Father, we exalt that matchless, wonderful, adorable name, hallelujah, that is set high above the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, the name of Jesus. You are the Elyon, glory to God. You're the Elyon, You're the El Elyon, the Most High God. You're the Elohim. We bless you. Hallelujah. You're the Eloah, or the Eloah, glory. We bless you because you're Theos. We bless you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, the great Rophi, the healing one from heaven. You are the Adonai, hallelujah. You are the Lord of lords, hallelujah. You are the Lord of lords. You're Lord Supreme, glory to God. You're Lord, as a matter of fact, you're Lord Sabaoth. You're the Lord of hosts. Hey, glory to God. And you are our Jehovah, amen, Rapha. You're our Jehovah Nissi. You're our banner, and the banner over us is love. We bless you. You're Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for being our peace, and it's all wrapped up in your name. We adore your name. We exalt your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Glory to God. We lift you up, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus, because when we say your name, Jesus, we have all the El. We have the El Yong, the El Shaddai. We have the Elohim. We have the Yahweh, the Lord Sabaoth. We have Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah, hallelujah, Tishkenu. We have Jehovah Rapha and Jehovah Chava. Glory is in the name of Jesus. So we come and we thank you, Lord, that you've given us, O Lord Jesus Christ, one name that we should call, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess, hallelujah, that you're Lord. We're confessing it now while we're in the land of the living. We're confessing it now on this side, hallelujah, of the judgment. We're confessing it now. We exalt you, mighty King. We exalt you, matchless one. We exalt you, hallelujah, thou King of the saints, ruler of the universe, hallelujah, thou that, amen, bless God, sits on the throne, hallelujah, which is the heavens, hallelujah, and earth is your footstool. What a mighty, magnificent, miraculous, majestic, hallelujah, hallelujah, marvelous, altogether magnanimous and matchless God we serve. Oh, your majesty, be thou lifted up, Ancient of Days, thou Lord King of Glory, Prince of Life. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning. Thank you for laying us down to sleep because we awaken. And that's only because you sustained us. Father, had it not been for you watching over us, Lord God, we would have been taken. But we thank you, Lord, that now you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened again because you sustained us and you kept us and you protected us so that we can truly say, the Lord is our helper. We shall not fear what man shall do unto us. Oh, be blessed, be exalted, be magnified. Before we ask you anything, I just want to come with the people of God, Master, hallelujah, Kingdom Glory, and say thank you. Thank you for our health. Thank you for the ability to talk. Thank you for the ability to walk. Thank you for our eyes. Thank you for ears, hallelujah, that we have the ability to hear things we take for granted because, Lord God, we're so used to it and it becomes common and we neglect to give you glory and praise. Thank you for the ability, Lord Jesus Christ, even spit. Thank you for the saliva that's in our mouth. Thank you for the water that's in our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for the ability to breathe. And glory to God, we have no problem. Hallelujah, with our lungs. We praise you. Oh, God, we thank you now for the innate ability that you've given us. Hallelujah, to walk and to talk. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to sit and to even get up on our own, oh Lord Jesus Christ, accord. We bless you, Master. Glory to God, for truly it is in you that we live. It is in you that we move, and it is in you that we have our being. Thank you for our being. Thank you for being in the land of the living. Thank you for being. Thank you for a sound mind to know where we are. Thank you for a desire to even pray the prayer of faith. thank you for over 1,000 people that have a desire to get on this prayer line and stay there until they get an answer from glory, till they get Lord inspired and marching orders from heaven. Thank you, Lucimai, for our pastor, Father God, that you have used to be such a blessing and asset to the body of Christ as a whole, and in particularly to KCC in general. Father, we thank you right now for using him, hallelujah, to be the voice to bring heaven and earth together. Thank you for using him, hallelujah, to be the springboard to thrust us into the pool of prayer. We thank you for him now, hallelujah, by the backbone of iron he has and the face of flint that he has, hallelujah, the boldness that he has. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that pushes us, hallelujah, and what causes us to want to be, hallelujah, in your presence, where there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand, pleasures forevermore. We thank you now. Glory to God. Hallelujah for our family members, for our husbands, our wives, for our daughters and our sons, our nieces and nephews. Thank you for having employment. Thank you for jobs. But most of all, we thank you that you are our source. You are our provider. You just give us something to do with the works of our hand. But Father, it is not by power. We know it is not by might, but it is by your divine spirit. Glory to God. Therefore, hallelujah, what shall we render unto thee for all your many benefits that you have caused upon us? God, we take the cup of salvation this morning, and we call on the name of the Lord, that matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the blessed Messiah. We call on that name of him that walks on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. We thank you, God. You said the clouds of the air is the dust, hallelujah, of your feet. God, every time you walk, hallelujah, you shoot out dust. Hey, glory to God, and you make a cloud. What a mighty, what a magnificent, what a miraculous. Who is a God like it unto you? Father, you are the King of glory. You're the Lord strong and mighty. You're the Lord mighty in battle. You are the captain of the host, and for that we praise you. In the name of Jesus, my God, hallelujah. My God, this morning I'm extremely stirred. I'm extremely excited. I'm like, Pastor, I am motivated. Hallelujah. I'm inspired, and I am dedicated, committed to the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Who wouldn't serve a majestic, amen, God like this? Hallelujah. The angels, Pastor said, bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. For the mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise, listen, don't be sad, don't be mad, and don't be talking about we took praising him. No, the Bible said that praise is comely for the upright, and unto God shall the vow be performed. And he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. So we're so grateful to God to be able to go before him and him give us a desire to praise him for who he is and for what he is and what he has done. For he has done great things, hallelujah, and we are glad. Our next prayer point, amen, or our first prayer point is going to be overcoming the spirit of fear, overcoming the spirit of fear. There is an epidemic that supersedes and surpasses, amen, a virus that, amen, unlike COVID, it is supersedes and surpass any type of virus venom that we have floating out there, any disease that is out there now, any type of germ that is out there, and that's called the spirit of fear. God said, I want you to pray with the people this morning, hallelujah, for fear, because many of you, the only reason that you don't do certain things that God told you to do is not because you're unable, you're not capable, it's because you fear. You fear failure. You fear the unknown, the thing called what if. And you let the devil bamboozle you and hoodwink you with the what if. What if it don't work? What if this happens? What if that happens? So you create things that don't exist, hallelujah, because of fear that starts to paint a picture show in your mind, hallelujah. And before you know it, you become the main actor. Glory to God. in the movie. Amen. But no, we're getting ready to dismantle the spirit of fear, for God has not given it to us. According to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy quickly. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7. We all know it. We know it well. Amen. And it says, but God has not given us, unto us, the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. First John chapter 5 and verse number 4. And this is how we are going to dispel and dismantle the spirit. Amen. 1 John 5 and 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That means overcome the world and all of its flaws and all of its, amen, assassins spiritually, and overcome all of the things that are set in array against you. That is your faith. But I want you to know that fear fights faith as much as faith, amen, bless God, fights fear. So you need to always remember that, amen. Fear fights faith as much as faith fights fear. That's why you've got to, amen, dig down, amen, and ask God to increase your faith and help your unbelief, because the spirit of fear will ride your unbelief like it's a taxi cab. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And before you know it, you'll abandon and abort the promises of God that are in Christ and in him. Amen. Let's lift our right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pull down, dismantle, destroy every spirit of fear that comes in our lives, in our homes, among our family. In the name of Jesus, we break it down, we pull it out, and we destroy it. We expose it for what it is. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, because you are such a good God. You're a God that Lord Jesus Christ said that you know the way that we go, that when you've tried us, we're coming forth as pure gold. And you said that, Lord Jesus, you know the thoughts that you have concerning us, according to Jeremiah 29. Thoughts of good and not of evil, that you might bring us to an expected and a prosperous end. Lord, so therefore we ride on the waves, hallelujah, of your word, and we place our faith in that word. And anything that comes in remote, Lord Jesus Christ, contradiction to it, we dismantle it now. We come against the spirit of fear that would bring trauma, that would bring terror, that would bring frightening, that would cause us to be scared, or that would cause us to hesitate and procrastinate, hallelujah, concerning the words you've given us, concerning the prophecies you've given us, concerning, Lord Jesus, the declaration you've given us. And we decree and declare that it has no position, no place, hallelujah, and it has no lifetime in our life. But today we kill it. Now, in the name of Jesus, we pull down every stronghold of fear. We pull down every imagination of fear. Father, when you say that we can, fear says that we can't. When you say we will, fear says that we won't. But we resist the devil, you said, and he will flee. Father, we thank you that you've given us a word. You said to him that overcometh. You said that God, whoever is born of God, overcometh the world, overcometh Nikeo, subdues. You said we would subdue, we would Nikeo, we would become victorious, prevail, and conquer. So we take our faith. God, you said if we have the faith the grain of a mustard seed, we thank you for it, because you've given unto every man the measure of faith, and the measure you've given the body is more than a grain of mustard seed. So now we execute, hallelujah, as servants of the Lord, we execute as soldiers of the Lord, vengeance upon every spirit of fear that would run rampant in our homes. We expose you now for what you are, fear that makes us laugh, fear that makes us recoil,
fear that makes us, Lord Jesus Christ, excuse ourselves in the Lord, the things that we should repent of or the things we should let go of. Fear. Father, we thank you now. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We don't fear. Hallelujah. Being Lord Jesus Christ exposed before folks, we don't fear. Hallelujah. Being Lord before others, and Lord Jesus not thinking that they're going to use us, we don't fear. God, we thank you. You've not given us that spirit so that we can let brotherly love abide and not have, Lord, misconceptions one of another. In the name of Jesus, we don't fear today. We thank you now. And God, we come into this prayer room boldly, and we thank you without fear, hesitation, or reservation. Whatever we ask in your name, you are going to do it. As a matter of fact, according to our faith, it's already done. We thank you, Lord. The job is ours now. God, the loan has already been approved. Shakai, despite what report the people of God has received, Father, I break, I dismantle, I uproot and uproot the spirit of fear now. Be gone, be gone, be gone in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. You've given us the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but they're mighty to you. We pull down every imagination of failure now. I decree and declare for those who have made, hallelujah, loans for the house, and they got a certain report that was not what you said. Father, let every man be a lie, and you be the truth. Thank you, Lord, that they're going back, and it is approved. Today, go. It's approved today. The job is yours today. Hallelujah. The house is yours today. The favor through my shakti. Woo, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The favor is yours today. Father, we're not afraid. We're not afraid to believe you. We're not afraid to step out on your divine word. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, I feel that in this amen room this morning. Hallelujah. I'm all excited. I got to watch it so don't nobody come knock on the door at the hotel. My God. Oh, shush. Oh, my God. I feel it. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, bless your name, Master. Listen, we going to this last point. I believe it to be imperative. And I'm going to regurgitate it again real quickly, and that's Second Thessalonians. For about the next 2 minutes, Second Thessalonians chapter 3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. I want you to get this because it is, to me, extremely important. And I think it's not only to me important, but it is important to God because he had the Apostle Paul to write it down. Hallelujah. And he didn't just do it to fill the spaces in the empty pages. Glory. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse number, watch this, verse number 3 and 4. But the Lord is faithful who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Glory to God. That's your word. It shall keep you from evil. But here's verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you. We have confidence. Listen, Paul said, we have confidence in the Lord concerning you or about you. Those of you under the sound of my voice right now, yes, you. Hallelujah. Whoever you are, whosoever you are, that you both do and will to do. Glory. Hallelujah. That you both do and will do the things which we have commanded. Hallelujah. Again, it is imperative that we follow the voice of the man of God. Some of y'all didn't see me at church yesterday. Whenever I'm not, then never think that I'm playing hooky. Amen. Bless God from service. I'm always been released, always have, amen, bless God, pastoral release or pastoral guidance to go and do what I
have to do or what he wants me to do, amen, as the shepherd and overseer, amen, of the ministry. So whatever I'm asked to do, I do it. Whatever he tells me to do, I do it, because I know there's a blessing in submitting. So I want to say, amen, whatever he has told us and whatever he commands us this week, I said, whatever he commands us this week, Paul said, both do and will do it. That's what he said, amen, that we command you. That's what he said, that which we command you. That which he commandeth, let's do it. Hallelujah, because there's a blessing in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and the hawking and the fat of the ram. You don't have to and know everything. That's where you trust when you can't trace. Let's pray for the next minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the spirit of obedience that's coming up on us to the set man. Whatever he says to do, Father, we thank you that we're doing it. We're bringing that $500. We're bringing, Father God, ourselves up under that umbrella. We're bringing ourselves to that service so that we can get an impartation of divine information and revelation, Father God, to set us for the next year. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're bringing it. Whatever he says to do this week, Lord, we shall do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so by the power of a miracle and an endless life in Jesus Christ. Pastor,
we honor the Lord for Pastor Butler leading us in prayer and in intercessions, as it is the desire of God that we never sin in ceasing to pray one for another. Let me tell you something. This is a very crucial hour and an hour of prayer. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But this church has turned it into a den of thieves. We're going after God, pursuing him. And we're beating demons, destroying them, dismantling their assignments and whatever they have planned. And we're doing it through the mechanism of prayer. Because like I tell you all the time, prayer works. We're going to pray one prayer. We're going to pray one prayer. And then I look forward to praying with you this afternoon or this evening. Galatians chapter 3:13 says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we're breaking every curse. We're commanding every curse to be broken. We're dismantling every curse. We're rooting every curse. Now remember, the reason that I enforce what God has declared is the same reason that officers have to enforce the law. The speed limit says 45 miles per hour. And guess what? The only ones who can enforce that are the officers. Okay? So even though it is written in the law books of the state, or the law books of the county, or the law books of the city, it is written, but it's the officer who enforces it. So it is us in prayer who enforces the will of God, enforces the plan of God, enforces the blessing of God. And that's what we do in prayer. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, every curse in my life be broken. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every curse in my life that came through sin, be broken. Every curse that came through inheritance, be broken. Every curse that came through iniquity, be broken. Father, in Jesus' name, I come against every curse that was spoken against my life, spoken against my children, spoken against my mother, spoken against my father. Father, I thank you today as I lift my voice and pray that every curse is broken, that every curse is dismantled. I thank you that every sanction issued in the spirit be lifted. Father, I break every restriction. I come against every bondage. I dismantle every attack that will come through the curse. Father, in Jesus' name, every curse in my mother's house be broken. Every curse in my father's house be broken. Every word curse, every curse that came through the false prophet, every curse spoken through the beast, be broken, be dismantled, be destroyed. Hey, 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 ba 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 shata. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that you hear us when we pray, and that every curse is broken. Every curse is broken. Every sanction is lifted. Every resistance is broken. Every wall is falling down. Every curse on my finances. Every curse on my children. Every curse on my family. Every curse on KCC. Every curse spoken against KCC through a witch, through a wizard, through a warlock, through a medium, in the name of Jesus, every curse that was working by diviners, every curse that was spoken through bitterness, through ill will, be destroyed, be ashaba, be disabled, ushalama, be destroyed, be destroyed. I break every word curse. I break every curse through sickness, every curse through inheritance, every curse through the iniquity of my forefathers, every curse that came through rebellion, that came through disobedience, in the name of Jesus. May every curse be broken. May every sanction be lifted. May all resistance be broken. Hey, hey, Shata, ho, Mikandelebe, Lilandalabasha, Endidiasha, lift your voice and pray. Break every curse over this week. Break every curse spoken over the month of November. Break every curse spoken over your womb, over your eyes. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Halabasha. Hantidebe kudabasha. Break every curse. Break every curse. Break every curse. Break every curse. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed this morning. You are favored this morning. Cannot be stopped. No weapon formed against you is able to prosper. I'm encouraged. I'm grateful to God to know that this is the greatest season of my life. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Of course, you know, giving ourselves the prayer, giving ourselves the intercession. The churches are open, of course, from 12 to 2. The world, the church, the body of Christ got to stop getting caught up in these holidays and thinking that because it's a holiday, you get a break. Where y'all get that foolishness from? Y'all better find y'all an altar. You don't get no break because of no holidays. The devil ain't on a break. Do you know that more people get killed during the holidays and all kind of things happen during the holidays? Because the church ain't praying, the church is involved and all this other stuff. So don't you think you get no break from prayer and intercession and calling on the Lord because of a holiday? Amen. I want you to hear that. Please hit me by the Spirit when I say that to you. Let's get in prayer. Let's stay in prayer. Some of you got time off this week. Let's see what you do with it. Let's see if you give yourself the prayer and intercession. Call on the name of the Lord, or you're just going to feed your face with your big self. Amen. All right. Let's give ourselves the prayer. Intercession. Let's call on the name of the Lord. I'm excited about this 30 days of prayer and what God is doing and the things that he's shifting and turning and bringing in your life, that nothing's going to be able to stop you and block you like never before. You are blessed. You are anointed. Amen. You are favored. And I look forward to praying with you this evening at 6 o'clock. My God, God told me to pray certain things this week. And we're going after them. We're going to pray them. And we're going to see God manifest himself in a powerful way. You are blessed. You are anointed. And I'll be praying with you again at 6 o'clock. Be there. Be square. Don't miss it. It's going to be awesome. More grace.